I've learned throughout my conversations with you that my relationships are sacred, the most important aspects of life, because it's through relationships that I express and experience who I am and who I choose to be.
And not merely your relationships with other people, but your relationships with everything everywhere. Your relationship with life and all the elements of life. Your relationship with money, love, sex, and God. The four cornerstones of the human experience. Your relationship with trees, plants, animals, birds, wind, air, sky, and sea. Your relationship with nature. And your relationship with me.
My relationship with everything determines who and what I am. Relationship, you have told me, is holy ground, because in the absence of a relationship with something else, I cannot create, know, and experience anything I have decided about myself. Or, as you have put it, in the absence of that which I am not, that which I am is not.
You have learned very well, my friend. You are becoming a messenger.
Yet, as I try to explain this to others, they sometimes get lost. This concept doesn't always easily translate.
Try using the parable of whiteness.
Yes, that helped me immediately.
Imagine that you are in a white room with white walls, white floor, white ceiling, no corners. Imagine that you are suspended in this space by some invisible force. You are dangling there in midair. You cannot touch anything, you cannot hear anything, and all you see is whiteness. How long do you think you will exist in your own experience?
Not very long. I'd exist there, but I wouldn't know anything about myself. Pretty soon I'd go out of my mind.
Actually, that's exactly what you would do. You would literally leave your mind. Your mind is the part of you that is assigned the task of making sense out of all incoming data. And without any data incoming, your mind has nothing to do.
Now, the moment you go out of your mind, you cease to exist in your own experience. That is, you cease to know anything in particular about yourself.
Are you big? Are you small? You cannot know because there is nothing outside of yourself with which to compare yourself.
Are you good? Are you evil? You cannot know. Are you even here? You cannot know because there is nothing over there.
You cannot know anything about yourself in your own experience. You can conceptualize it all you want, but you cannot experience it.
Then something happens to change all this. There appears a tiny dot on the wall. It's as if someone has come along with a fountain pen and squirted a tiny dot of ink. Nobody knows how the dot actually got there, but it doesn't matter, because the dot has saved you.
Now there is something else. There's you, and there's the dot on the wall. Suddenly you can make some decisions again. You can have some experiences again. The dot is over there. That means that you must be here. The dot is smaller than you. You are bigger than it. You are starting to define yourself again in relationship to the dot on the wall.
Your relationship with the dot becomes sacred because it has given you back a sense of yourself.
Now, Kitten appears in the room. You don't know who is doing this, who is causing all this to happen, but you are grateful because now some more decisions can be made. The kitten appears softer, but you appear smarter, at least part of the time. It is faster. You are stronger.
More things begin appearing in the room, and you begin to expand your definition of self. Then it dawns on you, only in the presence of something else can you know yourself. This something else is that which you are not. Thus, in the absence of that which you are not, that which you are is not.
You have remembered an enormous truth, and you vow never to forget it again. You welcome every other person, place, and thing in your life with open arms. You reject none of it, because you see now that all that appears in your life is a blessing, presenting you with a greater opportunity to define who you are and to know yourself as that.
But wouldn't my mind figure out what was going on if I was placed alone in that white room? Wouldn't it say, hey, I'm in a white room, that's all. Relax and enjoy it.
It would at first, of course. But soon, in the absence of any more incoming data, it would not know what to think. Ultimately, the whiteness, the emptiness, the nothingness, the aloneness would get to it. Do you know one of the greatest punishments your own world has devised?
Solitary confinement.
Exactly. You cannot stand being alone for extended periods.
In the most inhumane prisons, there's not even light in solitary. The door is closed. You're in utter darkness. Nothing to read, nothing to do, nothing else at all.
Since thinking is creating, you would stop creating your reality because your mind must have data in order to create. You call your mind's creations conclusions, and when it could not come to any conclusions, you would leave it. You would go out of your mind. And yet leaving your mind is not always bad. You do it in all your moments of great insight.
Come again.
You don't believe that insight comes from your mind, do you?
Well, I've always thought.
That's been the problem right there. You've always thought. Try not thinking once in a while. Try simply being.
It's when you just be with the problem, rather than keep thinking about it, that the greatest insight comes. That's because thinking is a creative process, and being is a state of awareness.
I don't quite understand. Help me understand. I thought not being able to think was the problem. The guy in the white room goes crazy.
I didn't say he goes crazy. You said that. I said he leaves his mind. He stops creating his reality because he has no data. Now, if he stopped creating his reality for an extended period, that would be one thing. But what if he did this only for a moment, for a brief period? Would such a timeout help him or hurt him?
That's an interesting question.
Thought, word, and deed are the three levels of creation, yes?
Yes.
When you are thinking, you are creating. Every thought is a creation.
Yes.
So when you are thinking about a problem, you are seeking to create a solution.
Exactly. What's wrong with that?
You can either seek to create a solution, or you can simply become aware of the solution that has already been created.
Once more, for those of us who are slow, could you give me that once more?
None of you is slow, but some of you are using a very slow method of creation. You are trying to create by thinking. This can be done, as we've shown, but now I'm telling you something new. Thinking is the slowest method of creation. Remember, your mind must have data to create. Your being needs no data at all. That is because data is the illusion. It is what you are making up rather than what is. Seek to create from what is rather than from the illusion. Create from a state of being rather than from a state of mind.
Oh, boy, I'm trying to stay with this. I'm trying to understand it, but I think you're losing me. You're going too fast.
You cannot find the answer.
Any answer. Rapidly by thinking about it. You have to get out of your thoughts, leave your thoughts behind, and move into pure beingness. Have you not heard the truly great creators, the truly great problem solvers say when you give them a problem, let me be with it for a while?
Of course.
Well, this is what they're talking about. And you can do the same thing. You can be a great problem solver, too, but not if you imagine you are going to unravel the riddle by thinking about it. No, to be a genius, you have to be out of your mind.
A genius is not one who creates an answer, but who discovers that the answer has always been there. A genius does not create the solution, but finds the solution.
This is not really a discovery, but a recovery. The genius hasn't discovered anything, but has simply recovered what was lost. It was lost, but now it is found. The genius is someone who has remembered what all of you have forgotten.
One thing that most of you have forgotten is that all things exist in the eternal moment of now. All solutions, all answers, all experiences, all understanding. In truth, there is nothing for you to have to create. All that is necessary is for you to become aware that everything you wish and everything you seek has already been created.
This is something that most of you have forgotten. That is why I've sent others to remind you, saying, even before you ask, you have been answered.
I would not tell you these things were they not so. Yet you cannot move to a state of awareness regarding all these things by thinking about them. You cannot think aware. You can only be aware.
Awareness is a state of being. Therefore, if you are perplexed or puzzled about something in life, you must not mind. And when you have a problem, pay it no mind. And when you are surrounded by negativity, negative forces, and negative emotions, do not mind a thing.
When you mind it, you obey it, do you not see? You're controlled by it because you are minding it. Do not be as children who mind their parents. Get out of your mind. Remember, you are a human being, not a human minding. Move, therefore, into beingness.
What does that mean? I don't know what the hell that means.
What are you being right now?
Agitated. I'm agitated because you're losing me with all this mumbo-jumbo.
Ah, so you do know what you're being.
No, that's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling agitated.
Then that is what you are being. What you are feeling is what you are being. Have I not told you that feeling is the language of the soul?
Well, yes, but I didn't understand it quite that way.
Good, so now you're being more understanding.
Yes, a little.
Did you hear what I said?
What?
I said, now you are being more understanding.
What are you trying to say to me here?
I'm saying to you that in every single moment of now, you are being something. And what you are feeling tells you exactly what you are being. Your feelings never lie. They do not know how to. They tell you exactly what you are being in any moment. And you can change how you are feeling by simply changing how you are being.
I can. How do I do that?
You can choose to be a different way.
That doesn't seem possible. The way I feel is the way I feel. I can't control that.
The way you feel is a response to the way you are being. And you can control that. That is what I am telling you here. Beingness is a state in which you place yourself. It is not a response. Feeling is a response, but being is not. Your feelings are your response to what you are being. But your being is not a response to anything. It is a choice.
I am choosing to be what I am?
You are indeed.
Well, how come I'm not aware of that? I don't seem to be aware of that.
Most people are not, because most people have forgotten that they are creating their own realities. But because you have forgotten you are doing it does not mean you are not doing it. It means that you simply do not know what you are doing.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Exactly.
Yet if I don't know what I'm doing, how can I do anything different?
Now you do know what you're doing. That has been the purpose of this whole dialogue. I have come here to wake you up. You are awake now. You are aware. Awareness is a state of being. You are being aware. From this state of awareness, you can choose any other beingness. You can choose to be wise or wonderful. You can choose to be compassionate and understanding. You can choose to be patient and forgiving.
Can't I simply just choose to be happy?
Yes.
How? How do I do that?
Don't do it. Simply be it. Don't try to do happy. Simply choose to be happy, and everything you do will spring from that. It will be given birth by that. What you are being gives birth to what you are doing. Always remember that.
But how can I choose to be happy? Isn't happiness something that happens? I mean, isn't it something that I just am because of something that's happening or going to happen?
No. It is something that you choose to be because of what is happening or going to happen. You are choosing to be happy. Haven't you ever seen two people reacting entirely differently to the same outer set of circumstances?
Of course, but that's because the circumstances meant something different to each of them.
You determine what something means. You give it its meaning. Until you decide what something means, it has no meaning at all. Remember that. Nothing means anything at all.
Out of your state of beingness will meaning spring.
It is you who are choosing in any moment to be happy, or choosing to be sad, or choosing to be angry, or mollified, or forgiving, or enlightened, or whatever. You are choosing, you, not something outside of yourself, and you are choosing quite arbitrarily.
Now here is the great secret. You can choose a state of being before something happens, just as you do after something happens. Thus, you can create your experience, not simply have it.
You are, in fact, doing this right now, in every moment. Yet you may be doing it unconsciously. You may be as someone sleepwalking. If so, it is now time to wake up.
Yet you cannot be totally awake while you are thinking. Thinking is another form of being in a dream state. Because what you are thinking about is the illusion. It is okay. You are living in the illusion. You have placed yourself there, so you should give it some thought. But remember, thought creates reality. So if you've created a reality that you don't like, don't give it a second thought.
Nothing is evil, lest thinking make it so.
Precisely.
So every once in a while, it might be good to stop thinking altogether, to get in touch with a higher reality, to pop out of the illusion.
How can I stop thinking? It seems I'm always thinking. I'm even thinking about this.
First, be quiet. By the way, notice I said, be quiet. I didn't say, think quiet.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Okay. Now, after being quiet for a while, you will notice that your thinking at least slows down a bit. It starts to simmer down. Now, start thinking about what you're thinking about.
What's that?
You heard me. Start thinking about where your thoughts are going. Then stop your thoughts from going there. Focus your thoughts. Think about what you're thinking about. This is the first step towards mastery.
Whoa, this is blowing my mind.
Exactly.
No, that's not what I meant.
Yes, it is. You just didn't know it. This really is blowing your mind. What is it that you humans say? Let's blow this joint? Well, now you're going to blow your mind. That is, you are going to leave it.